You're listening to the Amateur Tarot Pod. Originally recorded starting at the end of 2016, there's a lot of growth to be found in the production quality and in the confidence and skill sets of your hosts. Please note that any phone numbers, emails, or social accounts are no longer active. You can contact the creators of the show by reaching out to brian@zenironman.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is one of your hosts. His name is Kevin Arnold.
That is one of your hosts. His name is Ben Noble.
And we are here together to solve problems once again in 30 minutes-ish.
We are. That's what we're here to do. I will say that we're hitting a groove,
yeah,
like with recording, not just today, but I just think in general, like we just came in today and like got down to business. I'm really digging the new studio.
It's good. I mean, the vibe is better. The sound quality is better.
You don't look as cool as you looked last time.
Sorry.
Yeah. I think it's just the beanie really ties it together.
I actually was wearing it earlier today, but it's so nice outside that I felt, cause I got to go to improv later today and I was going to just maybe even wear the beanie there, but then the one day in the last month that hasn't been cold enough to wear a beanie, so I had to take it off and do my hair a little bit.
I got you on that.
Well, what is it that we do here?
Apparently, we talk about improv.
We do a little improv update, in case anybody's wondering.
On this podcast, what we do is we start with a performance review.
Yep, that's where we look back at the archives of the Facebook group to find out all the things we did wrong 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we have a good one this week, too. Yeah.
We've saved it. Well, after the performance review, we answer a question. We have gotten a question that we are prepared to answer using the tarot. We're going to draw three cards, which in the order that we draw them represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for determined purposes only outcome.
That was okay.
That was okay.
Yeah.
I did not stick the landing.
That doesn't earn my book it guarantee.
Okay.
After that, we do the card of the week.
That's for everyone. Then we do the outro. That's for us.
And then stick around for the little morsels afterwards.
That's for you. I always wonder, because sometimes it is just a short, funny thing, and other times I take a 5-minute tangent that we went on and just stick it at the end. And I do that, and I don't feel bad about it because, oh, there's my mother-in-law. Just walking around. So I do that because I feel like the show's over, so if you don't want to listen to that, you can skip. But then I know myself that I'm sort of a completionist and I feel like I need to listen to the whole episode. And so if it was me and I didn't want to listen to it, I'd be mad because I'm like, great, now I have to listen to this whole stupid conversation just to finish the episode.
I mean, I dig the longer ones.
I mean, I do too, but it's us.
Some of the better ones that I've heard have been the shorter. I can't remember which one it was exactly.
Is Pluto a planet now? No.
Yeah, that's what it was. And I was like sitting in traffic and just absolutely lost it.
All right. I think before we get into the performance review, I will bring out a treat that I've been saving.
I'm so pumped for this treat. Okay.
The treat is that a catalog showed up at my house and I don't know. Sometimes we'll keep this between you and me and everyone who's listening. It's like sometimes we get mail that I don't need, like a catalog or whatever, like Crate and Barrel.
Uh-huh.
Like if it was me bringing in the mail, our recycling bin is right under the mailbox. So a lot of times mail doesn't, I see what it is, it goes right in the recycling bin. So like if I see a Crate and Barrel catalog, right in the recycling bin, because I don't need it. And so then there was some catalog on the countertop that was for me. And I was like, I don't know what this is. This is probably trash. I don't know why this came in the house.
Yeah.
So then one day I was cleaning things up and I was like, I should probably now bring this back to the recycling bin. Turns out though, I owe an apology to my wife because she knew to save it because it is the USPS Holiday Gift Guide.
Boom. This is like my Super Bowl.
Which, by the way, the headline on the cover, Delivering Cheer.
That's pretty good.
2019 Gift Guide, United States Postal Service Registered Trademark.
I'm digging it. It's a big, thick book.
It is. And so what we've got in here, it's not just stamps. There's like cards and stationery featuring the art. There's collectible folios and boxed sets, novelties. Like, here's a just a car, like a kid's toy of the like postal truck.
That's cool.
So think about that. Some ornaments, posters. All right. But here's where I wanted to get, which is that, like, now in the back here, in case you missed it earlier this year, you can, like, get all the stamps that came out this year.
Wait, what? You can, like, so you just buy all of the stamps?
Yeah, like the space stamps that I bought back in July, like, those are back here.
Have you decided on what you're going to
No, do? I've made no progress since the last USPS update.
Since the last time that we talked about it, probably.
Yeah. So, like, what is this?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Hot Wheels. There's Hot Wheels stamps. I miss those.
Those are cool.
I should let you maybe flip through this. Yeah, let me flip through anything. This. I'm sort of already, like, deep into the stamp section, but you can go back. There's Christmas, like, classic Christmas stamps.
Well, this Marvin Gaye one's pretty cool. Oh, that's like a letter, though. Like, who would get an envelope that has all that stuff on it?
I don't know. That's why I just flipped to the stamp part of it. But you're in the cachet section, I think.
I feel like the Purple Heart ones are a classic.
Pretty intense. I don't know how I feel putting that on the putting it on the stamp.
This Christmas one is a little, like, on the nose. It's literally, like, Jesus holding another baby.
Or is it Mary?
Oh, that's Mary. I'm sorry.
Mary holding baby Jesus, the reason for the season?
Yeah, but, like,
it's a bit much.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't put that in an envelope.
Like, I get it, but, like, that's going to be your stamp? There's a Sally Ride one in here. I feel like that's
on brand. I should probably get the Sally Ride stamp, right? That goes with the space theme.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of alluding to.
Okay. Probably get that. Have that for the collection.
These are cool. I don't know. I haven't seen one yet that, like, really makes me jump out. The Art of Magic.
I mean, that seems appropriate for our amateur tarot
Christmas cards.
Christmas cards. Actually.
Oh, wow. These are kind of cool, too.
Yeah, I don't know that artist, but they are neat.
Yeah.
So get yourself a copy of the USPS gift guide, especially those of you who live in other countries.
This is terrible content, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I thought that you would like that. I saved it for you.
I did, and I appreciate it.
I should probably get the Sally Ride ones. Maybe I'll pick up the Hot Wheel ones just because those are stupid.
I think I'm probably going to do the Sesame Street ones.
Okay, yeah, those were good. Yeah,
my niece really likes Sesame. She likes Elmo. But it's kind of funny. Sometimes she gets really mad about Elmo.
Like, why?
Well, I don't know, because I think that she'd rather watch Daniel Tiger sometimes.
Okay.
So when I turn on Elmo, she's like, no Elmo, Daniel Tiger.
I don't know who that is.
Daniel, you don't know who Daniel Tiger is?
I don't. I don't have any young children in my life.
Oh, well, yeah, you have to learn. So Daniel Tiger is like a spinoff from Mr. Rogers.
Oh, okay.
It's like all the puppets.
Mm.
But they like made an animated series with like the puppets.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Now I know what the kids are into. The young kids.
But I also want to address the fact that I think that you brought out this stamp book because you know that I'm easily distracted and you didn't want me to bring up the performance review.
All right. Well, let's play the song.
Okay.
Chadai. Okay. Continue.
So this is a big performance review.
You could call it. I mean, it wasn't big like last week was big, but it's big in another way.
Yeah. How... You forgot your father-in-law's name or your...
Okay, my brother-in-law and father-in-law are both named Kevin. And you're also named Kevin.
Okay.
So, a couple weeks ago, I accidentally pulled up the Christmas list instead of the question. And then we started talking about Christmas lists, and I was talking about what Kevin's getting. Kevin is my father-in-law, but Kevin's also my brother-in-law. And so, my wife has helpfully written... Correction on this week's episode. Kevin is my brother, Ben's brother-in-law, and he's definitely not bird watching. Nice job, Ben.
But so is Kevin still getting the binoculars?
Kevin, my brother-in-law, is getting the binoculars.
But what is he doing with the binoculars then if he's not bird watching?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, he's into like... he was in the military.
Okay.
So maybe he's going to use them at like the gun range or something. I don't know. I've only been to the gun range once. I don't really know what you do there. Maybe you need binoculars. I guess you would really just use like a scope on a gun. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would help looking downrange and stuff. Does he hunt?
Yeah, he hunts too, I think, probably. So that's probably what it's... That's actually it. Yeah. So it's kind of like bird watching.
You're just watching the birds to kill them. There's a difference.
So then I really liked the Facebook thread because then Maggie posted a GIF from The Simpsons of the judges all giving zeros. And then Julia commented again, the one labeled dad is my dad.
Yeah.
So let's see what he's getting for Christmas.
Yeah. So I don't actually feel as bad about you saying this anymore because they're both named Kevin.
Yeah.
And I'm named Kevin.
Yeah.
You get a lot of Kevins in
your my
life.
Defense. They are both named Kevin. Yeah. So dad is getting puzzles. I guess somebody already sent, it says puzzles already sent photos. I think maybe that means, I think my mother-in-law wrote this and she's saying that like she already sent out the photos of what puzzles he wants.
Oh, cool.
So that's been grayed out. He's getting those. Now, he would like some food gift cards, but he hasn't received any yet. That was the Christmas list update / performance review.
Chadai.
Do you think this episode will ever end?
No, I don't think so. We are just off the rails and I love it.
Yeah.
We have to get to Q.
All right, let's go to Grant's Corner. All right, here we are in Grant's Corner. Once again, I didn't do the pre-shuffle, so we'll shuffle.
I'll let you handle the shuffling.
We need to go and ask the question. This week's question comes to us from Kate, and Kate says, I just acquired a one-month-old kitten. How do I make sure I'm the best cat mom?
Meow.
I don't have any prey advice. We've talked about this before. I'm allergic to cats.
I have a cat.
Oh, you have advice about being a cat mom.
Yeah, I guess so. It turns out my cat was a stray cat that I took in, and she just has... There's no end to the number of issues this cat has. She had a gum disease, so I had to have all of her teeth removed. She has digestive problems, so now she's got to eat this expensive specialty food.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
It's out of control.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's like easy to be a good cat mom, though, because, I don't know, maybe your cat's like mine, who's just sort of standoffish.
Your cat likes to fight a lot.
She doesn't like people... End of sentence. She doesn't like people. So it's easy to be a good cat parent because I just put out food at the appropriate hour and make sure that her water is filled. And otherwise, I just leave her alone unless she comes to me, at which point I let her sit on my lap or whatever.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's like an investment, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no such thing as a free pet.
That's That was good.
Thanks.
I like that.
Thanks.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
No.
I'm thinking about lunch.
Have you eaten yet?
No, I haven't eaten yet.
I had some leftover pizza. It was pretty good.
I have that soup at home.
That's right. All right. So advice for being a good cat mom. I mean, obviously be a responsible pet owner. You know, give the food, give the water, give love. But also cats are fairly easy. They don't require a lot of upkeep. You should be fine. It's not a dog.
Yeah, I hope that you don't realize that you're allergic a couple months in.
I hope so, too.
That's my advice.
Well, let's see what the cards have to say. On this just rough and loose show.
Do you know they test dogs for being allergic to humans?
Really?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's kind of funny to think that dogs can be allergic to humans.
Yeah, like dogs and cats can be allergic to humans.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never thought about that. All right, flip. The past. The Nine of Wands.
So the Nine of Wands is a gentleman clutching a wand in the foreground, and behind them are... I guess 8 more wands of different lengths. Looks to be tired. You know, it looks like he's trying to make a fence, but it's not going very well. This is like a bad attempt at a border wall.
Okay, so the Nine of Wands represents the end or the coming end of a battle. This person has fought their way to the top. They're standing on this like castle wall. They've got their fence here to defend them. They're beaten up, but they're alive. They've won. And so that's what this card is about, is having struggled, but having also persevered and being like very close to victory. And so I think in terms of the question, we have that Kate just acquired the cat. And I think maybe so far it's been a struggle, is the vibe I'm getting, or it hasn't been easy.
Like the first couple months with, or like the first couple days with the cat, yeah, a bit of struggle.
That's kind of what I'm picking up from this card. Like, it's awesome that you got a cat, you're excited about it, but also maybe a bit of like overwhelm, like you're kind of conquering these challenges, but you're not used to having a cat or having a pet. And so there's sort of been this tension to get you to a place where you feel comfortable having this cat. And you're sort of like figuring it out as you go.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, present?
Yep.
It's like we spent 20 minutes just like effing around. And now this reading, we're just like...
I'm ready to punch
ripping
it.
Through it.
I'm punching through it. Well, I mean, but it's funny because if you look at that, the Nine of Wands, like that person looks like a cat owner. That is, that is exhausted. That is exhausted from having to deal with the cat.
Yeah. All right, well, here's the present. Flip. Strength.
Oh,
there even is a kind of cat on this card.
Yeah. Strength has the
lion.
Has
Lemniscate.
The, there you go. Above their head. She is petting the lion that is kind of like tamed at her feet. She's dressed in white and has a crown, a flower crown on. She's also draped in flowers. It's like feminine energy.
Yep. I think this there's like no better card for a question about being a cat owner than strength, because the thing about cats is that you can't beat them. Like you can't just like with a cat, like nothing is easy. You like with a dog, you can be like, okay, I'm going to take you for a walk and wear you out and that's fine. Or like, I'm going to give you a treat and then you'll like go eat the treat and chill out. But it's like a cat. If the cat is being obnoxious and you're like, okay, I'm going to give you a treat, then the cat is like, no, I don't want the treat, and then goes and like knocks something off a counter. And so you have to sort of be like a cat in that you have to like have that peace of mind to be like, the cat is going crazy and they're like, I just have to deal with it.
Yeah, that cat's playing chess.
Yeah.
When like a dog's playing checkers.
That's good.
Yeah, and
we're
coming
up with a lot of good sayings on this show.
Yeah, we are. It's gonna be hard to think of a title for this episode.
I know, there's a lot of good ones. So I think the answer to being a good cat owner is like, you just have to know that there's going to be struggles with a cat, and the cat is not always going to act like you expect or do the things that you would hope that a loving animal would do. But you just have to sort of use that presence of mind to get in your zen zone and try to think like the cat.
Yeah, but I also think like just very on the nose of the like the visuals of this card. That first one we already talked about, like that person looks like a new cat owner that is like struggling. Whereas in the second card, that cat is like literally being tamed and like petted and like everything looks all good.
Yeah.
You've recovered from your wounds and stuff.
So let's go to the final card, which would be awesome if it was the Queen of Wands who has the black cat on the card. And that's like her familiar.
That would be really cool.
That would be awesome. Flip. Nope. It's the Four of Wands. We're back. But a happy ending to the story.
That is a happy ending. You guys are living harmoniously. So the Four of Wands, as we talked about last week, I mean, you shuffled.
I did.
Yeah. Okay. I saw you. The Four of Wands is the marriage card. So there's the Hopa with the Four of Wands in the foreground. And there's a, you know, the garland above the top. I don't know what that is called. Just like florals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the two people celebrating in the background with their bouquets. It's time to party.
A lot of wands in this reading.
It is a wandy.
Makes me think that getting this cat was not something that was like thought through like swords, but, and also in the way the question was asked, I just acquired a 1 month old kitten. Like, I feel like this was a thing that was done in a moment of passion. And like, I'm a cat person. I need a cat. And then now you're trying to like clean up the mess.
Now you're trying to clean the mess. And you can tell that you're not like prepared for it, because the only place that you've come to do that is an amateur tarot podcast. Like, what do I do with this cat?
I'll ask Kevin and Ben.
I have to wait 2 weeks for their response.
Yeah. But I think this is a happy ending to the story, because this is, again, a card about balance, a card about marriage, a card about coming together of two people. Obviously, it's you and the cat. This is going to work out, and you all are going to come together and reach sort of an equilibrium where everything is sort of stable and happy, and you all are enriching each other's lives.
Yeah, it's a good progression of cards there.
Mm-hmm. The struggle, and then overcoming that struggle through sort of willpower, sort of getting on the cat's level of like understanding the cat, and then you two coming together.
Perfect.
Great. I can't wait to get back to more banter.
Let's jump on.
Glad we ate our medicine, like ate our vegetables here, so we can get back to the fun.
Thank you for hiding that. Thank you for hiding that pill in the peanut butter so that I could eat it.
Yeah. Thank you, Kate.
All right.
All right. Let's go. Let's just go right to card of the week.
Let's just go right to it. I'm going to use this, the Tiny Hands Tarot.
Okay. We're back to, I love it. I love it. Five. It's a 5-star deck. I'm going to check out, while you're shuffling, I'm going to check out that Sally Ride stamp, I think.
Yeah. Do you also want to tell them what we're, what the card of the week's about?
Yes, I do. Who is, I guess that must be, who's Father Theodore Hesburgh?
I don't know.
Google why it. Should I know him? Like, why is he on a stamp?
Well, that's, we had like that educator that was like the father of deaf education.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who he is. Anyway.
Maybe he's a space person.
I don't think so. Okay. So card of the week is a card. It's for everyone. Lost lols, found lols, anyone out there. So this is a good time to unplug your headphones, turn up your boombox, gather everybody on the subway around you, shout from the rooftop that you're working on at all the passersby to listen up, because this is a card that's going to tell you exactly what to do this week, whether you want it or not.
I did not do a very good job of shuffling, so I did not. Maybe my hands are too tiny. But oh,
too big.
Yeah, they're too big for the Tiny Hands Tarot.
Flip.
The Seven of Wands.
Okay. Another Wands. We're heavy Wands this week.
Yeah.
All right, so the Seven of Wands, this one's a little different than the Rider-Waite. So we have a woman who's on the top of a hill, and she's holding out a wand in defense, but like the tip of her wand is on fire.
This girl is on fire.
Book it. And then there's six other wands that are sort of poking at her, trying to knock her down from her hill.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta read
you
the book.
You gotta read it.
Just sitting here like, yeah, good. Way to go, Ben. That was good.
Here, I'll read from my book while you're looking that up. It says, "'Tis the season to be jolly. As you make your gift list and check it twice, we invite you to explore our collection of books, folios, note cards, and other delightful postal creations. Discover the perfect stocking stuffer or set of cards to send festive greetings to your friends and family. We love delivering cheer to both you and your loved ones. Happy holidays. The USA Philactic Team." Philactic means stamp collector.
I was thinking like
relating to stamps.
I was thinking like prophylactic.
No, not like that. Like philately is the collecting of stamps, in case you're wondering.
I was not, but I'm now. Anyway, the Seven of Wands. You are in an enviable position. You have worked hard to get where you are, but other people want what you have and are prepared to fight you for it. Protect your territory and stand up for what you believe in.
That sounds right, based on the photo. So this week, don't let the haters get you down. Beat back those haters with your fiery wand.
Yep. I'm done.
You know, like when you get a book, like a history, like you buy a book that's about history and then it looks so big, but like really the book's just 400 pages and then 300 pages are notes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what this episode is.
Yeah.
There's like 400 good pages here and then there's 300 pages of notes. The appendix is long. All right, we're here in the outro.
Finally,
we've made it. Do you think that I should get the 2020 calendar, Wild and Scenic Rivers, the USPS calendar?
Yes.
I'll think about it. The photo on the front is cool, and then like the inside photo does not seem that cool.
Yeah, I'd agree. Do you see? You can see all 12 of them.
Yeah, they're based on the Wild and Scenic River stamp collection. I'll have to check that out later. Thank you very much to Kate. Good luck with your cat.
Meow. Thanks to the lols.
If you've made it this far, you're a hero.
Yeah. Ben, if you've made it this far in the editing, you're a hero.
Thank you.
I'm actually
hear that going through the edit, I'll feel better.
Yeah, I'm actually concerned that we might not have a podcast after this one.
A moment of silence now for the lols that we understandably lost along the way.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com. That's a website.
I was just going to rip through it. But
I know, yeah, I was going to say amateurtarot.com. It's a website. You can ask a question there.
We have a phone number. You can ask a question there via call or text. That number is 314-325-6047. Call early, call often.
If you want to join the conversation around this show, go to facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot. You can ask a question in there. You can post performance review things and join the, you know, just the group.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Kevin has a Twitter. It's at Scouts Tarot. There's nothing there, but it exists.
It's there. It's just an egg. you can find Ben at I'mMakingAllThisUp.com.
Nothing new, but a very robust website.
I've read a couple of the things. It's pretty good.
Thanks, Kevin. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That would be super helpful. Help us climb up the rankings, and Amateur Traveler, watch the throne.
Yeah, we're coming for you. Item number 9.
Thank you, too. This week, I mean, thank you to the USPS. Rain or sleet or hail or snow.
Getting the job done.
Sending out their catalog to me.
I'm kind of jealous that I don't get that catalog.
I'm sure you could get it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think if you just make, because it was addressed to customer ID, me, and then my name. So like, I think if you just order any stamps online, maybe they'll start sending it to you.
Yeah, I like it.
So do that. Get those stamps, get the Sesame Street stamps, order those, and then you might start getting the catalog.
Book it.
But if you've already seen the catalog, the segment, this very popular segment on the show, quarterly segment, well, like, if you've already seen it, is it still going to... I guess we can still discuss it.
It's not going to be as hard-hitting. I hear what you're saying.
So, but still. I mean, maybe we can both get it, and we'll save it. We'll save it until the recording, and we'll... You got your catalog? I got my catalog, and we'll go through it.
I like it. Spoiler alert. Magic is real.
Yeah, it's a good place. I mean, I go there. That's where I get... I try to get my meats there. It's more expensive, but... I feel like the animals had a better life, so that makes me feel better about it.
Yeah, and they use the whole animal. Yep. Like they use all of it.
Yep, they make the bone broth, and they've got all the meat cuts, and they, yeah.
It is, I mean, it's cool how we're, like, kind of coming back around to as, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know the viability of it for, like, larger cities that maybe aren't really close to agriculture, but in a city like St. Louis... Or kind of like in the Midwest where, I mean, we're like surrounded by farms in Southern Illinois and in Missouri. So like being able to get that farm to table experience supporting local farmers is totally doable. It just, I mean, yeah, it takes a little bit more work and it is a little bit more expensive, but you feel so much better when you do that.
Yeah. And I also feel like it tastes better too.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah. Than like a factory farmed thing.
Yeah. So that's the meat update. We're in trouble.
Hi.
Hello. We're talking about...
People want to look at my scrapbooks, so I'm literally just here to grab my scrapbooks and go back. I'm so excited.
So that's a little update. This episode is out of control.